The lots even to the directly to the south of me of this particular parcel, that particular width, there's two lots. So that's 108 feet in width, and the next one is 107 feet in width. If you go to the across the street.
Do you want it? Big button in the middle.
I did meet Mike and a couple of homes across the street. Those particular homes, there are three zoning. They're 20,000, 21,000 square feet. Even when you go down into these, the corner home, this particular lot was rezoned last year to an R3. The other homes across the street from the school, those are less than 40,000 square feet also. They have a width of 100 and I can't remember all of them, but anywhere from 100 to 120 feet in width. There's also a subdivision to the north of the school off of Sunnybrook, right in this direction over here, and that's all R3 zoning also. So there's a number of lots that are that 100 foot width and in the 20 to 21,000 square foot. So what we are proposing is a nice upscale subdivision where no one's value is going to be hurt. Newer homes, again, not to go crazy, but we're looking at somewhere in a 2,100 square foot ranch minimums, creating home packages anywhere from 450,000 to 550,000. We just feel it's an asset to the city to create a nice tax base. I think the mayor did an excellent job of trying to explain the school situation. When you create, there's a ratio, and I don't have it exactly with me, but how many households, how many children they create, actually there is a surplus of money to the city after we get the state money. In regards to the water, that seemed to be a big issue this evening, and I can understand that from a number of people. The water is located on 00. We have proposed to the city that we would extend at our cost the water to come down and come to our subdivision. No cost. There would be no cost to the homeowners. The only caveat to that is I believe the city has, if homeowners decide to hook up, then there would be a cost at their choice and at their timing. I'm not sure about if the years are 10 years or 15 years. I'm not sure what that is.
I think it's 10, but I'm not sure either.
But there would be no assessment for water with that. We think it's a win-win situation for the city. Get water up into North Cape. Twofold, if the homeowners would like to extend, it's at their option to do that. But it also puts water very, very close to our Countrydale School, which is still on a well. So I think with that in mind.
Do you know off the top of your head how many, and I know the answer to this is rhetorical, how many available single-family developed lots are there available in the city of Franklin? Less than a dozen.
Yes. Our city is starving for new development. It's starving for new development.
Well, here's how this works, folks.
There are so many people that would like to locate into the city of Franklin.
Let me do my tax thing for you guys. Here's how this works. The city gets tax money from property values, from property owners such as yourselves. The state in 2010 said, no more unless you have what they term growth. And growth to the state is new houses, new businesses. We are not allowed to increase our spending at all bill to you guys at all since 2010. We have not raised our, except for the amount for new growth. Last year's new growth in the city of Franklin, 0.63%. The year before, it's 0.9%. The year before that was like 0.7%. That's less than 1% growth. And Mr. Deedle and Mr. Morrow, city attorney, these people don't work for free, and we can't ask them to not take salary increases just because the state says we can't raise. Bottom line on all this, if you want more restaurants, you want more shops, you need more people. If you want the city to continue to grow and be dynamic, you need development. Now, the trick is, for this body and the Common Council, working with you and people like Mr. Prisbilla, to come up with an acceptable solution to that problem. We need the growth. I see you shaking your head, but I try to be an honest guy. No, let me rephrase that. I am an honest guy. That's the honest truth. If I was a politician, I'd sit here and BS you. And I'm not going to do that. We need some growth. Now, is R3 the right thing for here?
No.
Maybe, maybe not.
No.
Maybe, maybe not. But we got your input. We understand. You don't like it. I got it. Oh, really? Are we going to be New Berlin? Come on. We know what you want. So, that's my little thing. We need some. You hear people complain all the time. How come we don't have a Starbucks? Because we don't have enough people to patronize it. Bottom line. I'm on my tax thing here. Sorry, Rick.
Yeah, I just want to just end it that we are here really to listen to the concerns of every, you know, all of these citizens here. We appreciate your time and all the comments.
Thank you. This is a public hearing. Tony, come on. I think everybody's got one time through, so we can indulge Tony. Oh, come on up. You can stand behind him or next to him. Or so that means the meeting's over because you did the mic drop.
Houses down from the proposed subdivision. I've been here 25 years. I really like living where I live. One of the things that hasn't been brought up is all of the wildlife that's around here. Some people don't like it, but I enjoy the coyotes in my backyard and the ducks and the turkeys and all of the animals that really come to be part of this and feel safe in this neighborhood. And maybe that's backwards thinking for other people, but I really enjoy it. I know that once down the road, the guy's horse ran loose and ended up in my backyard. So I'm concerned about noise, light pollution. You know, I really like to go out my front door and look at the stars at night. And, you know, I think it's going to add a lot of lights. I'm also concerned about how many cars. I get it that, you know, the roads don't show on paper that we're over trafficked, but that's our experience because of how small the road is. I certainly don't want to make the water to the tune of $30,000. I don't know how I'd be able to pay that. When I saw that plot, I just was shocked. 26 houses on 18 acres. The developer mentioned that the lots here are not wide but long, and I have one of those lots, an acre and a half. But the lot proposed on there are so small compared to the lots around here. Yeah, maybe some of them are zoned R3, but they're still larger lots with less housing on them. You know, I just don't see that this area can just absorb the amount of housing and cars and all other things that could be part of a subdivision. Up to that with Lake Brittany.
They're in Muskego. We don't care.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm joking. For the record, that was a joke.
Okay.
For the record.
Yes. So I guess my question is, one of my question is, like, you know, I'm one house from the two houses in the lot this way, and there's already water problems in the lot and then the house next to me. Are the trees that line that going to be kept on the, I don't know what, so that I have some privacy and my neighbors have some privacy? And can this all be changed once it's rezoned to R3? My understanding of R3 was, yes, the developer's planning on putting single-family homes, but R3 also allows other types of living apartments or condos.
No, not true. Not true.
Is that right?
Not true.
Okay, thanks.
Let's do this in reverse order. So R3 is single-family residential, period, okay? So wherever that rumor came from, the person who told it to you.
I read it online. It was the state. It was a state description. Maybe it's not the Franklin.
No, it's got to be the Franklin. So anyway, okay. As for a tree line, as for can it change? This is life. Anything can change anytime. Anybody that tells you it's good in perpetuity is lying to you. So yes, it can change. Will it change? Knowing the developer? Tweaks, but not substantially. Okay? Tree lines. Those are the property of this property owner. Can they guarantee you privacy? No. Should they? Probably not, because who knows what the condition of those trees are. They may have to come down. The only person who can guarantee your privacy is... There you go. Relative to water, that's one of the future steps. And we require a stormwater management plan from all developers. And if you saw the plat, there's a lot right there and a lot over here for stormwater management. You can't read it, but it's right there, stormwater.
It's right by the kids near the school that this...
No, let's not go there, because the school's way down here. You can't. It's not even on the map.
Country Day.
Oh, Country Day. So that's way up here. So
yeah.
Same argument.
Give me a chance.
Sorry, I don't mean to be rude.
Talk to you.
Sorry, don't mean to be rude. I apologize. So anyway, so what was up? Oh, I'd like to make one other point. We don't want development over here, right? But right on the left side of that screen is Muskego. Brittany Lake. Lake Brittany? Brittany Lakes?
Lake Brittany.
Muskego can have it and we can't? Is that what we're saying?
They're done, aren't they?
That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing.
That's not what I was saying.
So anyway, Mr. Dito, what is the predominant residential zoning in the city?
For the newer subdivisions, I checked. The newer subdivisions are R3. The older subdivisions, the most common is R6.
Just more information.
Smaller lots.
You know, it, for for me, it was the lots are really small for the kind of lots that are part of the rest of the neighborhood. You know, if they were, mine's an acre and a half, that's 2 acres. What keeps it from being a lot more reasonable to handle all of the cars and roads and water and et cetera?
Okay.
So, I just ask you to think about not miss the banks.
Will do. Thank you, Mr. Krieger. Anybody else? Three times, Tony.
I didn't speak last time.
All right.
Mr. Mayor, I've known you before. You were in Alton, but good to see you again, besides the parade.
I believe it's nice to see you.
To summarize this up, I have a question, first of all. Who approved this or disapproved it? You guys are the aldermen. Who's going to read
this? This body,
you got this body or the
recommends aldermen? To the aldermen.
The aldermen have the final vote?
Correct.
I just want to know who drafted the letters.
No problem.
As he was kind to point out, these other subdivisions are behind North Cape. I don't care about them. The neighbors you see are the neighbors right here. It doesn't matter what's across the street. They may be zoned R3, but they're still big lots. I'm asking you not to destroy our community. You know what I did. I did sewer and water for many years. I probably worked in one of his. Now I'm a carpenter. I build homes. I'm not against development. I'm against this. Before you vote on it, you should table this until he comes up with a plan that ain't going to catch so much flack and isn't acceptable to the neighborhood. That's all we're asking you for. We're not telling you not to do something.
Yes. Right. Yes.
We're telling you to put the brakes on this, being that most of us had 2 days' notice.
Or none.
And,
all right, here's the time where I'm going to violate my own rule. So, Tony says, let's work with the developer and see if we can come up with something a little more acceptable. Is that what you guys are saying? Clap. All right, thanks.
I'll buy your house.
Okay. Is that it, Tony?
That's it. I would thank you for your time.
Thanks. Thank you. Okay. No.
Oh, I didn't, Donnie.
Okay, Donnie. Donnie, you got something? Come on up. I know you got something to say. Give us your name and address again, please.
Okay.
What?
11655 West Sunnybrook. They should turn this thing off. I don't want to know. Okay, everybody's been saying, yeah, traffic by the school. Traffic going down Forest Home. I live on Sunnybrook. I don't even try getting out in the morning. People are trying to run you down now. I take North Cape. I got a stoplight there and go down Rawson. There is a lot of problems going on with the school. I don't know. When the school starts, you guys should all come down and see what happens. See where you can't get through. Now with the other school, unbelievable. I don't know if this is a done deal already because, I don't know, my parents have been through this stuff for probably 50 years. Who's ahead of it? I don't know. I know some of the guys on Robinson Avenue were after it. We won. That's a lot of homes. You need development, yes. I got a big lot. I like a big lot. I moved there because it was a big lot. Nobody can build behind me. It's a sanctuary. Got a creek running through it. It flows up now. They said the water's going to go other places. There's a creek right there. I don't know where it's going to go. They know. They said they know. But that school that's going up, and Country Dale that's going up, and with that, we start putting stoplights in. There's a lot of traffic. Like I say, in the morning, you go to work. I don't care. I don't want to go out on Forest Home no more. I take the back, so I'll usually get down North Cape. And North Cape is almost impossible to get through in the morning. School's not even in. lot of homes. So I guess that's what I got to say.
Great. Thank you, Tiny. Anybody else?
My mother lives at 12144 McShane Road.
What is your name and address, please?
Carolyn Johnson. I live in Maquantico, but I'm taking care of my mother on McShane.
And what is your mother's address, please?
12144 McShane Road. I can't let her go near the mailbox because the traffic is so terrible on McShane. Coming around from North Cape, just coming down McShane, it's terrible. And I just can't wait for that new school to come in because it's not going to get any better. I mean, taxes aside, water aside, my concern is congestion. That's too many houses for that amount of land compared to everybody else around the area. So you've got a couple little lots that happen to have popped up there. The majority of them are over an acre. I'm so sad to see the deer and the turkeys go once anything happens back there. Yeah, it's just wonderful wildlife, and it's going to be too bad when something goes in there. I don't mind, you know, a few houses or something, but something like that's just way too much. Congestion is the main concern for me. So.
Thank you.
I find it imperative to reiterate something here that
I cannot hear him at all.
Mr. Hansen, can you step forward?
Certainly.
Thank you.
I find it necessary to reiterate one of my statements here from before. I haven't heard any true rationale here yet tonight. Why this land can't be retained in an R2 status and still sell property there and make your city's tax money out of it and supply the schools with the kids and all the rest of this stuff. Why can't it be? This is consistent with the rest of the area, R2. What is this all about? Is this all about just building lots of houses and making a lot of money or what? I have to ask this because I can't see any rationale why it can't stay R2.
Fair question. Let me give you an answer. It's because we live in the United States of America, and the landowner and developer have asked us to consider rezoning it to something different.
Yeah,
that's why.
Wild West.
Well, that's why.
That I understand. And we're on the other hand, we're the ranchers, and we don't want to be taken advantage of it in that sense.
I get it.
But keep an R3. We're all stuck with R3. I don't say stuck, but we're all
R2.
Consistent. They have it. What's going on that it has to be R3?
I understand. Thank you. Yes. Anybody else? Okay, we're starting to go second and third round through, all right?
Just real quick. I just wanted to point out that you...
Give me your name and address, please.
Jeanette Sister, again, 7751 South North Cape.
I do that because we're recording it. And
I thought maybe you would forget.
That too, but...
You compared this development to Brittany, Lake Brittany, and Brittany Lakes, you did, has a lake in the middle of the development. I don't see a lake over there. And if you like this area so much, why do you want to trash it? Why do you want to put so many homes there?
Ma'am?
All right, why does he want to put so many homes there? Thirdly, I go to eat at Hale's Corners, Greenfield, because we have Taco Bell and McDonald's. We don't have restaurants here, and that's not because we don't have the population. We do. And development, we have a great industrial park. There's just no one there. And that doesn't have anything to do with the number of people that live in Franklin.
Okay. Business Park, Industrial Park has a 5% vacancy rate. 5%. There's thousands of people there. Relative to restaurants, the reason that we don't have more restaurants is because we don't have a daytime population that eats there. Can't survive on just dinner.
Thank you.
How do I know this? It's what the experts, the developers, the restaurateurs tell me. So anyway, let's do one last kick of the cat and call it a night. Name and address again, please. We're recording it, that's why.
Michael Behrens, 12326 West McShane. With this new development, the way they've got it laid out, it would in essence over double our area that we're living in right now.
If you look at the immediate surrounding area, the amount of people that would move in there would double our immediate area. It's a lot of people and it's a lot of, it's too much for what this, what we thought, I mean, this is everybody in the neighborhood.
Right.
Yes. So you would, if you figure three people per house, which is probably going to be closer to four or five, you're still, or even at two, you're still doubling the amount of people in the neighborhood.